The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, now my name is Jeanette Traynor. I'm from Ballyferma, but I currently live in Kildaken. And the reason I'm doing the 40-Day Challenge is to improve my health, get back running, and just feel good in general. Yeah.
This is a big challenge, really, because the country are watching you online every week.
I know, yeah.
Are you finding that this is kind of giving you the kick up the backside?
Yeah, no, it is, because I'm getting so many messages from support from everybody all around. And so do you even think that I'm helping one or two people, do you know? And all messages just say, you know, when you go now, what are you doing today? What are you having for dinner today? So it's great support. Yeah, it's boring me on now, I have to say.
What has your health been like up until starting this?
Okay, like I like to exercise, but I've arthritis on my big toe, so that's kind of stopped me getting back running. But I'm trying to get that under control now. And health wise, food wise, is desperate. Like as I said, I know what I should be eating, but I just didn't put it into practice. So now I'm just, I have the tools now, hopefully, going forward, to just eat more healthier, do you know?
Yeah. Make healthy. So what would an average week have been like in your house, I'll say, before, or a weekend?
Well, a week would be, I'd say, I love me breakfast, so I would get up early anyway with the three kids. I'd have me breakfast, but I'd skip a lunch. I'd grab a coffee before I collect the kids from school, the local coffee shop, maybe grab a little treat with that. Then we'd all have a dinner, but then as soon as the kids go to bed, I'd be reaching for the chocolate. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a crisp person, but I'd be reaching for the chocolate, having a cup of tea, just habit. So it's all habits. And then the weekend, we get a takeaway every Saturday, no matter what, you know what I mean? So, and then if it's not a Saturday, it could be a Friday. So that's like your treat at the end of the week even, you know, but it's just habits, you know?
So it's in your mind, the end of the week, I deserve this takeaway.
Yeah, and I deserve a bar of chocolate when the kids go to bed, because it's my time, you know?
So it's about finding something else to reward yourself with.
Yeah.
How old are your children?
They are 13, 11 and 8.
Okay, So do you find also, like myself, you're kind of, they're finished their dinner, but they've left a bit on the plate.
Oh, my plate clearer.
And you're clearing it.
Yeah.
Hoovering it up instead of throwing
this
it out.
The toast that they leave, I finished them, because I don't like to waste it, you know what I mean? So I finish it. Anything there and I finish it. Yeah, even pasta, you might say, oh, here, I'll try to finish off that, you know. And you're not hungry, you're just eating the, because you're going to play clear.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You were taught to don't leave this table till your plate is clear, so... You know, some people have that mindset, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not wasting food.
And so do you work as well?
I do. I do shift work, I work with Pfizer.
Okay.
So a 12-hour shift. So I'm in tomorrow now for a 12-hour shift. So I do days and nights. I alternate. So one day I do days and then 2 weeks I do nights, you know?
Okay. So how do you find that affects your health? Because obviously your sleep patterns are a bit all over the place.
Terrible, yeah. So I suppose, yeah, you're not getting enough sleep. Like when you wake up from night, you feel like you could be hungover for the day. You know, you're just not in the humour of eating. So like the days where I come off nights, I wouldn't be in the humour for a breakfast when I get up. You know, my husband might be saying, oh, what's for dinner? And I'm just like, I'm not even thinking of dinner because I'm only getting up. Do you know, so you're in that mindset of you're sluggish all the time, you don't have energy, and then you're reaching for the bars in the vending machine when you're on a night shift or even during the day shift. You want that 3 o'clock slump, you know, you want something to kind of get you through till 7 o'clock when you finish. So I suppose it's bad, like, you know.
Okay, so when you would get home from a night shift, what's your routine?
So I come home at 7 o'clock in the morning and I'd sleep till probably about 12 or 1.
You go straight to bed when you get in?
Straight to bed when I go in, yeah, because my husband, he'd bring the kids to school or vice versa. We both work in the same job, so we alternate kind of, you know.
Okay.
So I try to get a bit of sleep, but I just wake up my mind. It'd just be racing all the time. So I'd wake up about 11 or 12, so I'm running on 4 hours sleep because I have to collect the kids then because he's in work. So it's hard enough doing a shift work, you know?
Yeah, it is tough. Has there been anything in your life that's changed over the last few years that you feel has affected the way you eat or the way you feel about yourself?
Not the way I eat, because I used to think I was eating good, but obviously I wasn't, because with the plan now, I have a lot more energy with the food I was eating this week. But I suppose just with the injury with the toe, it just stopped me from running. Like, I love it. I want to do the Dublin City Marathon in October. I've always wanted to do it. I have a ticket this year, but I just have to see how the toe goes, because I was training for it. I didn't actually achieve to get into the start line. I got halfway up to about 18k, but the pain in my leg, it didn't really hurt when I was running on it, but when I stopped running on it would pay me for the week. So I'd have to try.
Okay.
Just see, can I get that under control?
So how are you finding the walking then?
Walking is fine. It never bothers me when I walk out. It's still a bit sore, but no, I like walking now. It doesn't really, you know, it's not the high impact, you know what I mean? So the walking is fine.
The toughest part of this challenge to date?
I'd say the prep and food prep and cleaning up after. I've never washed as much Delphin on my life. The dishwasher's on twice a day. And it's just, I suppose, just getting organised. I thought I was an organised person anyway, but it's just the extra prep and the extra making sure you have the food in, making sure you get it done before I collect the kids from school. Do you know, so it's the prep end of it, I'd say.
Yeah. And are they all eating the same as you now, or are you cooking a few different dinners?
Well, this week I was cooking about two or three different dinners, because I was making, say, the portions are for two. Now, some of them I made, say, for four, because I know they like pasta, or they know they like, but I made the wheat and noodles dish the other day. It was a satay, chicken satay, and you use peanut butter for the sauce. Now, I didn't tell them, but the little fella took a bite out of it, and the wheat and noodles, he was like, oh, no, disgusting. So they wouldn't eat it. Do you know what I mean? So I ended up making them a dinner, you know, so.
You kind of need all the family to come on board,
don't
you? I know,
you do. I'm working on them now. They're willing to try, you know, but I just have to get them fully on board, you know what I mean? Because even for myself, I mean, the stuff I didn't try. I mean, I've never had an avocado. There was capers yesterday for the, you know, so stuff like that.
How are you getting on with the other challengers?
Brilliant. I have to say they're all a great bunch of people. And the WhatsApp group is flying, hopping every day from the morning, which is just, we're all encouraging each other. So you might see someone going for a walk. You might see somebody putting up a recipe that you might like to try. So it's good. Yeah, it's a great crack, yeah.
Because, I mean, the weather in the last week has been shocking.
It hasn't been good,
you've been frozen.
I know. I'm lucky where I was in Clondalkin. The paths were a bit slippy, so I still got me walking done. But I was cautious, but God love some of them, they couldn't get out at all, do you know what I mean? So I know there were some of them were doing a bike at home, some of them were going for a walk, you know, just even around the garden up and down or whatever. But it was tough for them. But I found now I could get out, which I was lucky, it wasn't too bad in Dublin. Yeah. But the paths were slippy, but you just have to get out when you can.
You seem like you're full of energy.
Well, I am this morning because I did a 5K park run in Clondalkin, so I'm a bit buzzing this morning.
Go away.
You have to get done early because it's cardio day to day, you see. So if I go home later on, I won't go out. I won't go out in the evening times and get it done. So I have to get it done in the morning.
Amazing. So it's routine as well, isn't
routine
it?
Routine as well, yeah.
And you don't seem to be like the type of person that if it was raining or cold that you'd go, I'm not going out today.
Like I was with a running club and they go out in all weathers. Even now, they train 3 times a week and, you know, hail, rain or snow. Even when I was training for the marathon, I did a half marathon when I was 40, so I'm 50 this year. So that's why
you're not.
I am. So that's why I want to do the full marathon. But I remember going out in hail, rain or snow. Yeah. And you just have to get it done, do you know?
So you said you're about to turn 50.
Yeah, in April. Yeah.
Is that a big thing that you want to feel your best?
I want to achieve something. Now, look, it's not only about the marathon. If I don't get to do it, you know, it's not a big deal. But I was kind of focusing that at the start. But since the challenge, even to finish the 40-day challenge, it's such an achievement. Because like that too, the 3 kids, I run around after them all week, dropping into clubs. I see them achieving. They're in swimming, taekwondo. They get the gradings done. You know, they're achieving something. So I want to do the 40-day challenge for me to say I've achieved something. Do you know? So that's the bigger picture, really.
Yeah. And what does all your friends and family think?
Brilliant. Yeah, I had a few of the mammies this morning coming out to the park run, and they've never done a park run. And they enjoyed it. Yeah, it's great.
So you're getting the neighbourhood and everyone involved.
I'm trying to. Yeah, do my best. Yeah,
super.
It'd be great for getting out anyway. You know, if they're only phone call away. If you want to, you know, do you want to walk? Do you want to do this? Do you want that? But this morning I just put it on the group because it was Eddie's challenge today to do something out of your comfort zone. So I just put it on the WhatsApp for the mammies last night in the group saying, look, I'm going to be there anyway. At 9:30. You know, if you want to come with me, you can come with me. But yeah, a few of them showed up, so it was great to see.
Do you find, final question, I promise, do you find that, you know, with the children and everything, you're so busy ferrying them around and doing all the bits with them, to even find that little bit of time for yourself can be tricky?
Yeah, it's tricky, yeah. So when I drop them off to school, I've got my days off. When I drop them to school, I get my exercising done straight away. Do you know, because as they come in, say 2 o'clock, it's down tools. I don't get anything done then, you know. So it's tricky finding time, but hopefully with the challenge now with making time for myself. That's why I signed up. Yeah. I want to be accountable and I want to do my best and find time for myself, you know.
Yeah, I think we all as mammies need to do that because we make the time to bring them to their taekwondo, their swimming, their everything. Yeah. And then you say, oh, I've no time myself. We have to for our health.
Now I realise that, you have to do it for yourself,
Okay, well, the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, fired, fired. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.